Hi guys, welcome back to the channel. I know it's been long, but finally I'm here. So with a new podcast, and today we are going to talk about a very interesting topic. I always say that the topics are interesting. So today we are going to talk about protocol-oriented programming. If you're familiar with it, good. Listen to the podcast, let me know what you think of it. If you're new to it, stick with me. It's going to be very useful for you. Going back at WWDC 2015, Apple introduced Swift 2.0 with a new programming paradigm, which is called protocol-oriented programming. We talk about objects and classes, but what is a protocol? If I have to explain that in a line, in a statement, protocols serve as a blueprint. So think of a protocol like it describes what a type shall implement without actually defining the behavior. So protocols are blueprints rather than fully functional types. So you define rules in it. So let's try to understand the difference in classes when we talk about classes versus protocols. Let's understand when we work with classes, that implies inheritance. And inheritance is good, but until we reach to a point where it complicates things for us. So let's talk about advantages. You have a superclass which implements the core functionality. If you need more specific behavior, we can add subclasses. Your subclass can completely override the behavior, modify it, or use as it is. So disadvantages when we talk about Swift doesn't have multiple inheritance. Inheritance doesn't work with value types, and value types are first class citizens in Swift. Protocols have various benefits and we are not restricted to the class, since any type including value type can implement a protocol. You can implement multiple protocols, can create as many as protocols you need, and no monolithic superclass. In nutshell, you can create object from classes, whereas protocols are just type definitions. Protocol is lot like an interface in other languages. You can think of it as a contract that describes the interface other classes agree to implement. So let's try to understand it with an example. So let's assume you have a base class which takes care of downloading a file. So your class name is base file downloader. Forgive me with the naming conventions, it's just to construct a model in your head. So what we did up till now, we created a base class, base file downloader, which has a functionality to download the file. You have other two classes which inherits from your base class, which is base file downloader, and takes care of audio and video file download. Clear, we have a base file downloader, and then we have two subclasses which takes care of the audio and video files. And let's name them audio file downloader and video file downloader. So till now we are clear, correct? So you have another base class which is user class, and it has a subclass which says user data downloader class. So you got it? You have a base class user and a subclass user data downloader. Now you want the base file downloader functionality into your user data downloader class. So now in this scenario, it is difficult to handle. So in this case, protocol oriented programming would help you here. You can have a protocol instead. You got the problem because of the multiple inheritance not supported. We cannot actually simply use it. So how protocol-oriented programming can help here? You can have a protocol called downloader file protocol, add methods that you need for downloading a file. All the classes now in this case, which need download feature, should conform to the protocol. And tomorrow, if some new model gets added into it, so your new class should just conform to the protocol and implements the methods. It's simple enough. Even Apple tells us, don't start with the class, start with the protocol. So you have a protocol, rely on protocol extension, protocol inheritance, and protocol compositions. Swift prefer the value semantics over reference type. Classes are reference type, so consider using struct, enums, and tuples. I hope you get the point clear what advantages we have using protocols over classes. If you need additional information, don't forget to check the show notes. I will have some helpful resources with lots and lots of information. You could reach out to me on Twitter. My handler is GOURAVNAYYAR together. So also I have added link of my YouTube profile, YouTube account. I have detailed tutorials coming on it. So please don't forget to check that one. So you're going to hear me on my next coming podcast. So till that time, enjoy your time. Bye-bye.